Alexi Giannoulias is the Secretary of State of Illinois, and he said, I'll give you a few minutes of my time today to just talk about a couple of things. Alexi, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Pretty good. I saw a story in the Sun-Times that says, Too Naughty to Drive, Why Illinois Rejected Nearly 400 License Plate Requests in 2022. Promise me you've got the list all printed out and you giggle at it when you look at it, right?
Some of them are comical, but some of them are also, a little dangerous and offensive. So, it's like I said, some are funny, but we want to make sure that there's good taste and decency. So that's our job.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on it, although I just saw last year's list, and some of them made sense to me, and some of them I thought, oh, I'd put that on there. I guess at some point it's subjective, and somebody's got to make the decision, huh?
Yes, and our priority is to make sure that license plates are easy to identify for law enforcement, and obviously, we want people to be creative and have fun, but we don't want to be harmful or do anything that would offend anyone or cause any danger.
I don't know if you saw the list. I mean, I know it's hundreds and hundreds, but is there a theme there, especially in a post-pandemic world? Are they angry at J.B. Pritzker? Are people trying to lash out that way?
I think we're seeing anger coupled with obscenity towards a lot of, let's say, public institutions, public figures, coming from all different directions, and that doesn't help anyone. But in general, and what's important to point out, in 2022, there were about 54,000 requested vanity and personalized plates, of which we rejected about 388.
The stickers on the back of our plates now don't say the month. So how do the police know if you're, or does anybody know, that your license plate has expired?
Yes. Our office knows, and law enforcement knows as well.
The question was how. I guess they can run the plate. Is that
yes,
what they do?
Correct.
Sure.
Correct.
But I mean, are there all of the, somebody suggested to me, hey, John, regarding the vehicle stickers, doesn't the color change with the month, or are all the months the same color? Are they all the same color this year, Alexi?
We are working on some modifications. And one of the things that I should also add, we're looking at, in general, making the Secretary of State's office easier for customers. We view it as customer service. We want to make life as easy as possible for anyone that comes into contact with the Secretary of State's office. That's why we're bringing new technology, modernization. One of the things we're looking at is, for the people that every single year have to renew, do we make it every other year, every 2 years? Is there a way to make the process easier so people don't have to keep on jumping through hoops? So we're looking at a number of different options, not just with digital driver's license, digital IDs, but also extending the period for which license plates have to be renewed, et cetera.
How hard would it be? How complicated is it to make my license, my driver's license, digital? Everything else is these days.
So other states do it. We've looked at it. We're gonna make it happen. It will happen. It's just a matter of getting there. And it's not, things don't happen overnight. But we're looking at mobile driver's license, mobile IDs. The state of Louisiana, for example, has them. They work very well. It's the wave of the future. Everything is headed that way. The state of Arizona, for example, it's on people's Apple Wallet. So when you go to board a plane, your boarding pass, your ID, everything is right there. So we'll get there. I don't think anyone expects Illinois to be the first, but we have to stop being the last on so many of these modernization issues.
I went to the Blackhawks game last night, and they don't even take a paper ticket there anymore, I don't think. Everybody just opens their phone, and it goes beep, and you get in. And I think that the fear, as you must well know, is I'm not going to be too worried about having my Blackhawks ticket compromised, but if somehow I have a digital imprint of my driver's license, maybe that gets electronically shared more easily. Maybe I'm actually more vulnerable with a portable driver's license like that, with an electronic one. What about that, Alexi?
So cybersecurity will be at the forefront of every single decision we make, obviously. I will tell you, in talking to the folks in Louisiana, for example, they've never had an instance of any successful hacking. And I will also tell you that having a piece of plastic in your wallet, not just theft, loss, fake IDs, fraudulent driver's license, fraudulent IDs is way more likely than being able to do it electronically. So it happens at much, much higher rates. So I would make the argument that we're making it even safer from from hacking or fraud.
That's an interesting point. Lexi Janulius, I know you're busy today. We just wanted to bounce those three questions off of you. Thank you for your time, sir.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much.